Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for April 14th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. In just under 3 months, the Trump regime is hurting Michigan in a myriad of ways, be it with regressive tariffs, going after millions of Michiganders on Medicaid, or going after those who rely on Social Security, or through a rich donor pal whose company stands to benefit quite handsomely if the regime greenlights a tunnel project around the Canadian 5 oil pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. But another way Trump and his band of white Christian nationalist authoritarians are hurting this state is by attacking our higher education institutions. If it's not threatening universities by cutting their federal funding unless they eliminate their DEI policies and thereby erase the histories and struggles of marginalized Americans, it's forcing foreign students to leave via the threat of deportation. And that's what the main goal of the MAGA white Christian nationalist movement has always been about, removing foreign people from America, even if they are here legally. For example, 7 students from my alma mater of Central Michigan University were targeted by the Trump regime to leave. 22 students from the University of Michigan received notices from the regime that they must leave immediately. An immigration lawyer told the Detroit Free Press how it appears the regime is stalking and creeping the social media activity of foreign students and how they're justifying the removal of some students if those students were cited for minor offenses. And that's pretty sick because a spokeswoman for the Anderson Economic Group in Lansing told the Free Press that many foreign students choose to attend Michigan universities so they can study in the sciences. These students help contribute to many scientific studies, which Michigan and many other states out there stand to benefit from. And that's why having foreign students attend our universities is vital for the future of our country and the world. But of course, we understand how MAGA white Christian nationalists despise science and logic, so I guess it makes a little sense why they are attacking it. But while you MAGA Republicans out there celebrate these unconstitutional moves, just remember this, it hurts our state's economy. A report back in 2022 by Global Detroit found over 27,000 foreign-based students are enrolled at Michigan colleges and universities. Even more, these students helped produce nearly $830 million in economic activity for the state back in 2021 and 22. And let's not forget how back in 2011, then-Republican Governor Rick Snyder made it his mission to bring more foreign-based students to Michigan to help, in his words, reverse the state's brain drain by educating foreign students and then encouraging them to remain here in Michigan. And I don't seem to recall many MAGA Michigan Republicans in an uproar over that back then. But let's also not forget that it's been a long mission by MAGA Republicans to force a brain drain in the state by gutting higher education and education in general. The attack here on foreign students is part of the long battle to gut education in the state. That's why it made zero sense for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nestle to go along with the anti-free speech movement of MAGA Republicans by filing felony charges against 11 pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Michigan last year, because it only served to embolden the anti-immigrant agenda of the entire MAGA Republican movement, which is attacking the free speech rights of non-citizens who are here legally and who were protesting a foreign government. And it's beyond maddening that the regime claiming to remove anti-Semitism in schools at the same time contains or hangs out with actual anti-Semites. Oh, and because there's always a profit motive when it comes to MAGA Republicans, a number of privately owned ICE detention facilities will open up in a handful of states, including Michigan, with very little oversight or economic benefits to the communities they reside in. So while some of you are A-OK because the Trump regime is going after foreign students now, they'll soon become emboldened and come for American citizens who dare to criticize them. Do not doubt me. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.